Climate change activists are planning to rally in front of Port Moody City Hall tonight. Supporters of the Force of Nature Alliance will gather in advance of a presentation seeking council's approval for the city to join a class action lawsuit against fossil fuel corporations. Councillors unanimously approved the delegation's appearance on January 23 after its application to speak that night was denied by city manager Tim Savoy. He cited a Port Moody policy that doesn't allow council to entertain delegations on issues outside its jurisdiction unless councillors give their consent. Mark Norberry, of LaDOC, said communities in British Columbia are paying a steep price to mitigate the impacts of climate change brought on greenhouse gases created by fossil fuels. Currently, taxpayers are expected to foot the bill for 100% of the costs associated with climate change, adaptation and preparedness, he said, adding those expenses will continue to increase as climate-related events like wildfires, heatwaves, drought and flooding become more frequent and severe. In fact, Port Moody will spend more than $11 million over the next 16 years to reduce the greenhouse gas emissions from 27 civic facilities by 97% of 2017 levels. Projects include a complete redesign and updating of the ice plant, heating and dehumidification systems at the city's recreation complex. These are some big, heavy costs we're looking at, said Cowan. Kyla Knowles when council approved the plan September 6, 2023. Norberry said participation in the class action lawsuit would require council to commit funding of $1 for every Port Moody resident. The contribution does not have to come out of this year's budget but should be earmarked so that it is ready for when the lawsuit is raised, he added. The lawsuit is an initiative of several environmental groups, including Force of Nature. Passing climate costs onto residents without taking basic steps to recover them from the companies that have profited most from causing climate change would be financially reckless, said Andrew Gage, of West Coast Environmental Law that is stewarding the legal action. So far, three BC municipalities have signed on to the class action suit. Gibson's, the District of Squamish and View Royal. Two others, Qualicum Beach and Slocan, joined last week. Similar lawsuits have also been launched by several large American cities, counties, and even states.